This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
It's one of the very best ways to get the most out of your wine, and it has little to do with the grapes or winemaking techniques. It's really all about eye-hand coordination, with some physics thrown in after this. Legendary winemaker Mike Gergich, the man who produced the Chardonnay that won the historic Judgment of Paris in 1976, once told me that it's better to drink wine than water. Why? Because water divides continents, but wine brings people together. During this holiday season, I hope you'll take the time to share memories, laughter, and of course, a bottle of wine with your family, friends, and perhaps even a few people you'd like to enjoy a better relationship with. Happy holidays. Many see it as one of the greatest expressions of snobbiness. The wine aficionado gently swirls his or her glass, creating a mini centrifuge that causes the liquid to climb up the sides of the glass. The inexperienced swirler frequently gets it wrong and all over his shirt or her skirt. A new study by the École Polytechnique Fédérale de Lausanne in Switzerland has revealed the physics behind that incessant swirling. While scientists and wine enthusiasts have long known that swirling the wine mixes oxygen into red wine and enhances the flavor, it turns out that the number of waves created makes all the difference, and a series of smaller waves rather than one big slosh is preferred. But it all comes down to three factors: the amount of wine poured into the glass's shape and diameter, and the width and force of the circular motion. Get all these factors just right, and you will improve your wine drinking experience. Or you could just say, to heck with science, and do it your own way. Just remember, a series of small waves, not one big slosh, that you will later have to wash. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.